This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Welcome back. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We've got Christine Wong, our producer today. She's over on the desk and she's fiddling with the buttons and the faders. We will be getting some feedback in a second, but if you're only just joining us, we're talking about if you could hit the reset button on KL, what would you change? And this is partly because of a news piece that we've picked up, how Indonesia are mulling the idea of moving their capital city because a couple of reasons. It's overcrowded, it's sinking. I think that's enough.
It's more like it's sinking.
You can't get anywhere if you want to get anywhere in a hurry. So we thought, you know, if you were given the chance, what would you change about KL? We've had a bunch of feedback, a lot more than we actually expected. Let's move over to Twitter first.
Yeah, so this comes from 99, who says, better urban planning, build the city for humans and not cars and machines, better sanitation and infrastructure, respect for historical buildings and preservation. Oliver Howard says the traffic, and Azad says the messy roads.
Interesting. More?
Yeah.
We've
got one from Up41 who says, control height of high-rise building and keep old historical buildings. This will reduce cars and improve traffic flow. Number two, development should be horizontal, supported by public transport. Yeah. Bus, MRT is utilities a must. Satellite towns like Bangi and Rawang can be linked seamlessly. Mm. And he also says that within 15 minutes walk, there are parks, greenery, Sungai Besi Airbase, turn it into a park, shrink the proposed height scale of development in the area. No need to reset, but can it be done? And the last one, turn the Klang Riverbanks to walking parks.
That's a great idea. Mm. It's funny because somebody sent me a video on WhatsApp yesterday, and it was all about visiting KL in 1974. And it was Austrian couple who they came here. They took a video whilst they were their stay in KL, and it looks so beautiful, so green. There's still traffic, of course, but it looks like a city that you just want to spend time in. You know, there were pavements, there was people walking around and enjoying it. They got the windows down, and you could see them with their fans. You know, it's hot,
yeah,
but they were enjoying being in the city. Now you can't walk from one place to another without having to go into aircon and out of aircon.
Well, we've got air conditioning walkways.
It's ridiculous.
That's how we've adapted to it. We've got air conditioning walkways.
Right.
But yeah, it's true. Also, the part where turn the Klang River into like a walkway.
I love that idea.
Yeah, so that was something that I noticed happened in San Antonio in Texas. They have this a river that goes around the central business district area. And back in the 80s, it was used for, you know, a lot of drug activity. And it was just a place that everyone would avoid. But the city council decided to clean that up and now make it part of this, you know, sort of like a River of Life project. They called it the River Walk San Antonio. And it's just now filled with restaurants, cafes, bars. There's a Hard Rock Cafe around it. And then there's like this really nice electric boat that will take you around the River Walk. It's just this 30 minutes walk around. You know, you could do a walk or you could sit on a boat and move around. And yeah, lovely place.
Yeah, part of New York as well has an elevated railway, which they close. And then they've made that into a nature walk. In my hometown as well, they had canals that they used to transport coal on. You know, they've cleaned all that up. That's now a nice nature walk. You can see birds coming in and you can sit and have a lunch there. All of these things have just beautified the city again.
Yeah, I think Hanoi does the same thing. Yeah. It's built around the main river, and then at night they sort of close the roads to traffic. So they encourage people to walk and, you know, go places, you know, have dinner in cafes, all that kind of stuff.
Great stuff. Mm. Right, let's move on to our second story of today. Facebook F8, excuse me, frog in my throat, talking about canals there, you see. A step towards better privacy.
Yeah, well, Facebook F8 is a developer conference. They have it every year. They kicked off their 2019 conference just yesterday, and CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that the future is private. Facebook announced updates on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, all their core services. They also got updates on Oculus Quest and Oculus Rift, and also a new dating feature that could perhaps spark some very intense interactions between you and your friends. Now, just to give you some basic things that's happening with Facebook. So Facebook is being redesigned around groups and events. So they're now starting to down downplay the news feed. It's going to show you more of what you want in terms of like highlighting groups and events. Instagram has a new camera feature, but more importantly, it's going to show less prominent likes. Instagram is currently testing a system that will almost entirely hide a person's likes on a person's feed, so you can just focus on the photos and videos that you share and not how many likes you get. Facebook Messenger will also focus on close friends, whatever that means. And then, of course, they've got Oculus Rift and Oculus Quest. But also, Facebook will help you to hook up with your crush. They're introducing a new dating service called Facebook Dating. This is something that they announced last year, but this time around, it's expanding to 14 different countries. And it's going to be introducing a feature called Secret Crush. You can create a secret list of Facebook friends you're attracted to. And whether or not they have a dating profile doesn't matter. If they're also using this secret crush, they could add you to your list, or if they add you to your list, Facebook will then notify you that the two of you, there is a match. So a very interesting feature. Bigger picture, later we'll be discussing Facebook dating in more details at 2 p.m. but I really just want to focus on Mark Zuckerberg's idea of changing Facebook to, you know, the future is private. That's what he says, and that's not what only he says. Like, every single speaker that came on kept saying the future is private. And it's no surprise that, you know, this is his new agenda now, because recently...
It feels just like Donald Trump stepping up and saying, let's make America great again.
No, so like for... But for Zuckerberg, this is a business for him. So he has to come out and say this, because recently there was a report that came out that they are paying about $3 to $5 billion for violating privacy agreements that they've agreed with the Federal Trade Commission in the US. $3 to $5 billion, that is a lot of money that you have to pay for something that you could have actually avoided, because you agreed to this in 2011. So, of course, he's going to come out and say these things. Yeah, he said that Facebook is undergoing a major shift in how we run this company, and that is the building the kind of future that we want to live in. And, you know, it can be a very difficult task to sort of track what exactly is changing in Facebook and whether these kind of changes that they announce will actually be benefit to users or new frustration levels. But some of the things that you need to look at in depth is the few things that they did well, or they announced it well, some things that they stepped forward. So less focusing on the Instagram likes could be a good idea, because they're now encouraging people to just focus on the photos and videos of themselves and not on the popularity. Instagram Vice President Content Adam Mosseri said that it's part of an effort to make the network less pressurized. And how many times that we have taken a photo and then someone goes like, oh, you know what, that's not a good photo, I'm not going to, when you go like, why are you not going to post it? I'm not going to give the likes, right?
I mean, we spoke about that last week. We spoke about, you know, whether or not you care that other people can see your likes, and the kind of end of that discussion was, well, influencers might, bigger brands might, because it's difficult for them to kind of keep track of that.
Yeah,
but for people like me, you and Arv, we're like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't really bother me that one photo has only got 5 likes.
Yeah, and then the other thing is the messaging apps, they are going to get end-to-end encryption, and this is, you know, this is long awaited. By now it should have been in there, but thankfully they are going to do this. Also, Facebook Marketplace, they're adding nationwide shipping, so that's pretty cool if you're doing a lot of you know, selling or buying on Facebook. But some of the things that they've taken a step back, despite them coming out and saying that, you know, the future is private, in the sense that the secret crush, this is an awkward disaster just waiting to happen. Also, Portal, this is the device that they announced. It's a hardware device that launched last year. It was slightly delayed because of the Cambridge Analytica scandal that came out. But Zuckerberg said that the Portal is still actually selling quite well. So this video calling hub is going to add features like daily updates on Facebook friends, activities, and the ability to send private messages. This, of course, means that the users will be giving more personal information and conversations to this smart video speaker, caller, device, whatever you want to call it, which I guess, you know, this links to Arvind's story later on, that, you know, it's not really that they're eavesdropping you, it's actually a lot more creepier than that.
It's a lot more creepier, yeah.
And then they came to the part where I found it most cringeworthy, was when Mark Zuckerberg attempted to joke about privacy. Now, I have a clip here of when he came onto stage, and just have a listen to this.
Today, we are going to talk about building a privacy-focused social platform. It's no surprise that the fastest ways that we're all communicating online are private messaging, in small groups, and in stories. So that's why I believe that the future is private. This is the next chapter for our services. So today, we're gonna start talking about what this could look like as a product. And importantly, how we need to change the way that we run this company in order to build this. Now look, I get that a lot of people aren't sure that we're serious about this. I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly. But I'm committed to doing this well.
He's laughing at his own jokes.
I don't know what happened, but he's no stranger to just being incredibly uncomfortable in this kind of public speaking events. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have, you know, said that he really reminds them of that Star Trek character.
Data.
And you could see that, but he really needs to work on this because he's the CEO of a public listed company that is entangled with so many privacy issues. And when you come out and you say that we are serious about building a secure and private social network, that doesn't sound really confident if I was an investor. I don't think, because time and time again, Facebook has came out, Mark Zuckerberg has came out and said that they're going to do this, but it doesn't happen. So, you know, time will tell, I guess, what Facebook will do. And, you know, Facebook says they, despite all them saying that, you know, they want to do the future is private and stuff, they are going to also introduce you a new feature called Meet New Friends. And this is similar to the existing People You May Know feature. They will also suggest adding total strangers right now, despite the future is private. Mm-hmm. This idea that Meet New Friends can be useful for someone who's recently moved, switched schools, or is away from home for a while, thankfully, it's an opt-in feature. But in no world, Facebook needs to get involved with algorithms to try to solve or introduce strangers to another strangers in their workplaces or schools, because no one asked for it, Facebook.
The other thing as well is, just to go back to the beginning, when you're saying they're giving us what we want by making it more event-based and group-based, that's not what I want. What I signed up for Facebook for was a newsfeed where I see the updates that my friends are giving me. You know, not necessarily the news pieces that they've posted, but what they are talking about, what they are interested in, what they are up to. Half of that has gone.
Yeah.
You know,
the social and social networks missing. Yeah.
Correct. That's what I want. Anyway, we've got to wrap up. We have one more story that we're going to be talking about very shortly. But don't forget, we are talking about, if you had a big red reset button and you could reset KL, what would you change? Give us some feedback during the break. We've got some music coming up from The Professionals with Baby I Don't Care. 08789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.